From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. I've been a cord cutter since many years. I never watch regular television. But even without regular television, there is still so much content to check out on platforms like Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime. Which television series should I binge watch during my Christmas break?
This here is one of my favorite bars near the Vatican. It's Old Brothers. I think originally it was called the Two Brothers, but this is actually a nicer name because aren't we all brothers and sisters? It's a place where they've got good beer, good coffee, and good Wi-Fi. Just ask for the password. It's a little street here with nice restaurants. It's a little chilly, so I'm not sure, but although a lot of these restaurants have these heaters that will beam down, and it's very nice actually to sit underneath them and enjoy your meal. I'm seemingly going into the wrong direction here. Just a few of the last remaining tourist shops with all the little nativity scenes things and papal blessings and whatnot, and you can get your fridge magnets here, even of the Swiss guards and other symbolic souvenirs of this place. And of course you can get your papal postcards like this one that shows Pope Francis, and then on the left is Saint Pope John Paul II and Saint Pope John 23rd. These are of course all very popular, and here's one with Pope Francis and Emeritus Pope Benedict embracing in front of the helicopter. And this is another famous photo of Pope Francis with a dove landing on his hand, or perhaps he's releasing it, I don't know. But I'm not going this way. I'm actually going down a tunnel here on my left that will also help me get rid of the traffic noise and all these impatient Italians that want to go home and don't like people that are too slow, in their opinion. But when you hear this aggressive behavior, then sometimes it's nice to be able to go underneath the traffic to safely go to the Vatican, where everything is calm and quiet. And so this is a small tunnel that also is an entrance to Terminal Gianicolo, which was planned as a huge underground supermarket. But they completely messed it up, and it turned out to be a place where no one wanted to be. And it's kind of obvious if you see how dark it is here. If you want to go and it's smelly and it's just really not a nice place, who wants to take this turn to the right into this abandoned, strange, unfriendly looking corridor to go shopping? Of course nobody wants to do that. So it's one of the lesser successful projects here in the city of Rome. But we're not going there. We are continuing towards the Vatican. You can already see the columns of that surround St. Peter's Square in front of us. And of course there is another entrance into the Vatican on the left, with the Swiss guards braving the cold of these chilly December evenings to protect the Pope and the people that work in the Curia. Here on the right is the Euroclero. It's one of the stores where you can buy a lot of vestments and also objects needed for liturgy. And so this is one of the nicer stores. It's a little bit on the pricey side, but it's good quality. And of course they have everything nicely lit with Christmas lights, and here you see wrapped in plastic a number of liturgical objects. I don't know the word in English, unfortunately. And these are to monstrance. There you go. I do know the word. It's from mostrare. They are used to show, literally, the host, the consecrated host, with the presence of Christ for adoration. And those monstrances definitely are more tasteful than some of the Christmas decorations here on display. It is a nice evening over there. You see the just the top of the dome and the side, and I realize that I've totally forgotten what I wanted to talk to you about, but all of it's starting to dawn upon me. I'm heading back to my hotel, which is really, really nice, way nicer than I deserve, and to go from this part of Rome to the area where my hotel is, the quickest way is to just cross St. Peter's Square. Why not? And everything's being readied for the big reveal of the nativity, the scene, the stable, and the lighting of the Christmas tree tomorrow. I will not be there to witness this. And on the left, it's one of my favorite views in the evening, is the gloriously lit facade of St. Peter's Basilica. They came up with an entire new lighting plan. It didn't used to be this nice when I was studying here from 2001 to 2003. It was just basically lit by uniform light. It was all white, and now they have they use LED light, so it's very economic, environmentally much friendlier than what they used to do, and but they are also able to give it more color and use warmer types of white lighting. So what I wanted to talk to you about is what I'm going to do when I'm back at the hotel. I'm done with my work. It's been a very exhausting couple of days here in the Vatican and in Rome. I had to film lots of footage for a TV show, as well as filming the entire first week of my new show, The Daily Breakfast, which is currently what you're listening to or what you're watching. And, well, starting something new and trying things out is always much more difficult than when you can just follow routine. And so I only want to do one thing when I'm back at the hotel, and that is to sit on my bed, take my little MacBook Air, connect to the internet, the Wi-Fi of the hotel, which is not very good, but it's just good enough, and then log in into my Netflix account and check out some TV. I really miss watching a little bit of TV. There's nothing better than to relax at the end of a very strenuous number of days than to watch a little bit of TV. Well, the thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is, what am I going to watch? One of the best decisions that I've taken lately is to give myself some time to rest after Christmas. This has been an amazing year. I'm very excited about everything we've accomplished and the innovations, the new future for Tridio, the new show, the television work that I've been doing. There were just so many wonderful, wonderful moments. But it's also time to rest. And so I gave myself for the first time in, I don't know, 10 years or more, 2 weeks of vacation. And one of the things that I'm planning on doing is binge watching. I want to watch some TV series. I've got a big list of things that I want to watch and I haven't had time yet. And so I want to discuss with you some of my options, and perhaps you can give me some feedback and tell me what to do. And I'll just walk around here in the Vatican a little bit more on my last evening here. And this is not necessarily the last episode, the last video that you will see, because I'm recording these a little bit out of sequence. There will be a few more travel episodes in the month of December. It's going to be a little bit like the month of Rome and the Vatican. Seems to be a kind of an appropriate theme for the month of December. And so there are a number of TV shows that are still on my list. A very big one is Game of Thrones, of which I've seen 2.5 seasons, I think, and I've got the Blu-rays, but it's a series that I on the one hand, it's so well produced and it is really, really well done, but it's also extremely gruesome and brutal, and sometimes I just can't watch it. It's just too much. It seems like this series is conveying the message that no one can be truly good. There are no heroes in that story. There are no saviors. And even if you attach yourself to good people, the few more or less good people that are in the story, they get killed off. And that is a very nihilistic type of storytelling, which some people have compared, what's his name, who wrote Game of Thrones, name escapes me, the guy with the hat, the new J.R.R. Tolkien, in terms of perhaps the world building that he does, yeah, it definitely is incredible what he does. But I would say he's almost the opposite of Tolkien, because what Tolkien is about is telling a story of hope. And even though there are a lot of gruesome things happening in Middle Earth, and there is this entire story of Sauron, who is the ultimate evil, and there's so much death and destruction, but it's never without hope. There is always, and the hope comes from the smallest of heroes, you know, these hobbits that nobody thought would do anything worth noticing. And they would just, even they themselves would just rather just stay put in the Shire and have a nice life in their hobbit holes. They give hope to the world, to Middle Earth. And I haven't found that yet in Game of Thrones. So that's one option. A second option, a second series that I would like to watch is The Expanse. I've seen the first season of The Expanse on Netflix. I've noticed that the second season is now also up. This is based on the books of a duo of writers, and I think they use one pseudonym, but it's actually two people that write that together. And the adaptation of the first few books, or what I've seen on Netflix, first season was excellent. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, that's definitely a series that I would like to continue to watch. And it's relatively short. So I may definitely put that on my list. And then you've got, I don't know what you think about this, but give me some feedback in the comments perhaps. Should I continue to watch all the Marvel TV series on Netflix? And there are so many of them. I just couldn't keep up with them. You got Daredevil, you got Jessica Jones. I've only seen the first season of Daredevil and the first season of Jessica Jones. You've got Iron Fist. I've not even seen one single episode of that. And now there is also, I think, is it a DC? The Punisher? Is that DC or is that Marvel? I don't know. Please forgive me if I don't say this correctly. But it is another series. I've seen a bit of a trailer, a little bit of the first episode, and it was just very violent. According to what some people told me, there is the story of a dad underneath this, but there's also a lot of brutal violence and a lot of fighting. And so I'm not sure if that's something I want to watch in December, in the month of Christmas. And you know, you want to have something uplifting. There is, now that I think of it, there is one series that I absolutely would love to continue to watch. There's only one season right now, and it's not on Netflix, but it's on Amazon Prime, and I have a temporary subscription to Amazon Prime. It's Avatar, and I'm not talking about the blue guys, but I'm talking about Avatar: The Last Airbender. And some of you may think, oh, The Last Airbender, wasn't that horrible movie that nobody liked? Yes, there was a movie, but it was based on this animated series of Airbender, this boy who is kind of a messiah type of figure, and he's able to wield the power of the four elements, whereas most people that can use the power of the elements can only use one type of element, so either water or earth or fire, etc. But this new messiah is only a boy, is only a kid, and there is an animated series that shows you his adventures, but it is based on, there's a car that wants to pass here. It's based on, the movie was based on the animated series. And a lot of people thought the animated series is just for kids because it was produced on Nickelodeon. And I think the original audience was definitely an audience of children. But from what I've heard, and I tend to believe these people because they write really good reviews, the story is so much better. You know what? I'm not going to wait for this. I'm just going to turn to the left here. Why not? I can go underneath the Paseto. What was I thinking? That's what you get when you record a podcast and a video. And at the same time, you're walking down the streets of Rome. You sometimes lose track of how you should walk. So the Avatar, The Last Airbender, is definitely something I want to check out, because apparently the story goes way beyond the scope of a simple children's story. Here's another shopping window I want to show you. It's got the thumbs up Jesus there in the corner, which I think is originally from the movie Dogma, which I did not care for that at all. Here's a not so nice looking tapestry of Padre Pio, a great saint, of course. And there's Lego. You've got Lego, and above it, it's like the superheroes Lego, and above it is a nativity scene. It's a nice combination. Here's the infant Jesus just sitting there between the rosaries dedicated to his mom. And then below that, we've got more technical Lego, some cars, the story of Rome for children, and lots of books about gladiators, because apparently that's what kids like. And in a way, the superhero stories are very much like, you know, stories like that they used to tell about gladiators, the fighters in the universe. Actually, in the last movie, Thor, it was taken literally, where Thor is turned into some kind of interstellar gladiator. This is another popular type of story you see more and more, and it's where you can get your sports gear. So your t-shirts from your favorite soccer club. Well, I don't have favorite clubs, at least not in that area. So Avatar, but it's a big series, but that may actually be one of my best options for this, because it's an uplifting story. It's a classic, you know, story-wise, it's a very classic story of redemption and the fight against evil, etc. So definitely up my alley. Let's follow these people here. It's getting really dark. So fortunately in the city, with the street lights, you can still see a little bit, but it is, there are these dark alleys and dark places. Not really dark, it's never scary in Rome, but definitely like this environment much more with the Christmas lights and everything. A trattoria, which is where you can get good Roman food. And then here on the opposite side of the road is the place where it all began. This is where I recorded one of my first podcasts. So I'll just wait for the bus to drive by so I can show you. When I was attending a conference on church and media here in 2005, see if I can pass this. It's incredible what they can do. These are like parking wizards. There's so little space between these cars. That conference took place here at the university center, and on the inside, there was a nice conference. Nothing too special. I was asked to talk a little bit about podcasting, which at the time was a brand new thing that almost no one had heard of. And it is during that conference that we heard that John Paul II had been hospitalized. And I remember flipping on the digital recorder that I had. I think it was still a mini disc recorder at the time. I started telling what happened in the city. And it was pretty dramatic because we heard a helicopter, the Pope was, nobody knew what was going on. This was in the early days of the internet, and certainly few people had internet on their phones. And so it kept us guessing for a long time. I remember taking a cab with a Jesuit from Belgium to the hospital to see if someone could tell us what happened. And it was just incredible as an experience. And being able to narrate that live. It felt live. Still one of the defining moments in my media, in my life as a media producer. That sounds a bit pretentious, doesn't it? So, and then of course I came back a few months later when John Paul II died, and that's where I recorded more podcasts. But the place that I just talked about was where it all began. That's literally the place where my first podcast adventures started. But back to the world of television. I don't know if it's worth my time watching Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist, and I think there's even now a series where they team up, like Justice League, but then differently. I don't know. I don't. They're well told stories. They're well filmed. There is again something I don't know, a little off putting about it. This is not really the world of superheroes that I grew up with. It's very gritty, very dark. And sometimes it's just a little bit too much. So I'd love to hear your suggestions and your ideas, because I need some help on this. And this may be a good time to end the episode, because I've arrived at the entrance to my hotel. It says roof garden, and it has a massive roof garden on top of this. It's an amazing place to stay. If you climb up six flights of stairs, that's where you will have one of the best views of Rome that I've ever witnessed, and I've been coming here for many, many years. So thanks for watching. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, and if you want to listen to the audio version, subscribe to the podcast over at tridio.com/subscribe. If you want to help me do more of these shows, then please consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/fatherroderick. I think one of the things that I like to purchase in the future is a somewhat better phone, at least a phone with a better camera, because I like the iPhone, but the scope of the camera is, the wide angle is not very good, and the front camera of the 6 Plus is really low quality, and now that I'm doing so much of this type of stuff, I could use some help with that. So anyway, patreon.com/fatherroderick. I will see you soon. Take care, and God bless.